You're listening to the Talk of Fame Network on SB Nation Radio.
Our next guest, no stranger to Ron. You covered him with the Patriots, didn't you, Ron?
I did.
I'm talking about former running back Fred Taylor. He spent almost his entire career with the Jacksonville Jaguars, where entering this season, he held 42 franchise records, including most yards rushing in a career, in a season, and in a game. He had seven seasons of 1,100 or more yards rushing, twice averaged five or more yards rushing, and once scored 17 times in a season. He's a member of the 10,000-yard rushing club, of the Florida Athletic Hall of Fame, and of the Pride of the Jaguars, which is essentially the Jacksonville Jaguars Hall of Fame. And today, well, today, he's a guest of the Talk of Fame Network. Fred, thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys, I appreciate getting on with you. How's everything?
Good, thank you. 42 records. That's a lot. So which one of those is the most meaningful for you?
It was an expansion team, so it wasn't a whole lot of, ground to cover in order to break a lot of records. I don't know. It was just a lot of them that just came, over time. Most of them from my rookie year, and then over time a few more here and there. I don't know. I guess being a member of the 10,000 yard, having the most yards in team history, because we had another good running back down there named Maurice Jones-Drew,
right?
And I pushed it up. I set the bar. Now we have another one down there, Leonard Fournette, who's going to, push some of those marks. So I think that one will give them something to really shoot for, considering the NFL has changed. It's more of a, double-headed monster. When I played, it was every down back, and it's going to take a lot for these guys to try and to get to the 10,000-yard club. It's not going to be an easy feat, but we'll see. We'll see how it happens.
Fred, with all those accolades, you're not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You haven't even been discussed. So you took your case to Twitter last summer saying, and I'm quoting you,
yeah,
"I earned the respect on the field. Numbers better than majority of running back in the league. I still don't understand why their writers don't respect that." Then later you said, quote, "not just backs that have come and gone in NFL history, but better than the majority of backs in the Hall of Fame." What caused you to go public?
Just sitting at home and I realized that a year ago it had been my fifth year out, and I was eligible for nomination. And I thought that I was worthy of a consideration, or at least to be in that conversation as soon as I was done. I didn't hear my name, but I would hear other guys in that conversation, and I understand how it goes, and I understand, a lot of times when you hear my name, you say, well, he was trapped in the Jacksonville market, et cetera, or what have you. So if I don't force the issue and at least toss it out there, then they'll just bury you. And after I talked to Terrell, he mentioned the same thing. He's like, yeah, I felt the same way after a while. You sit there and you say, okay, well, I think I deserve it at some point, just to be in the conversation, not asking to be first ballot or tomorrow, 10 years from now, but just a part of the conversation, because I believe my stats are deemed worthy of just, being in the category with a lot of, the guys that were very good players. So I said, let me see, vent a little bit, get it out there and see what happens.
And here you are with us. So there you go.
That's right.
But in all honesty, when I have peers, guys that I played twice a year before they did before they realigned the divisions, the Ray Lewis's of the world, the Ed Reed's, and even Derek Brooks, Warren Sapp, all these guys, Rod Woodson, even Mr. Jim Brown. When I hear my peers say certain things, and regards to my career and what I did on the field, I never worried about the injuries as a player. I played my butt off, and that's the way you should have played the game, just reckless abandon, and that's what I did until later I learned how to run the ball a little bit more smart to be able to play another game. So when you hear my peers, talk about the quality of player I am, that's what sort of, made me feel that I was respected as a player. Not what the writer said or the Pro Bowl votes or what have you, but when they said certain things, because that's who I was competing against. So it just sitting back and it hit me like I saw YouTube and Ray Lewis, and he's the best running back I ever faced. I was like, you know what? He's the one of the best linebackers ever played a game. Let me just voice my opinion because he said so. And stuff like that, and that's what matters to me.
Well, you mentioned Jacksonville, and I wonder, you know, if you had done the same things in New York, we'll say for the Giants, that you did for Jacksonville, you think you'd still be waiting to get in the Hall of Fame?
You hear that chuckle, right?
Yes, I did.
I mean, you know what? I think I'll have a few more Pro Bowls. The fan vote, you know, they count. All that popularity stuff, it counts. And it's a shame that it does count, but it does. And I understand that the nature of the game, the branding, the business, I understand all of that. But if I had been in New York, I don't know if I would be in the Hall of Fame now or a first ballot. I don't know, but I do know that I would have been in the conversation prior to me retiring, prior to the Twitter rant. So, you know, I think I would have been in a nice chunk of the conversation and maybe even a finalist. You know, at this particular point in time, who knows? But I know I do have worthy numbers when you break them down and compare them to, you know, some of the guys that have been in the conversation, some of the guys that are in the Hall of Fame. And so it's going to sort itself out.
We're speaking with former running back Fred Taylor on the Talk of Fame Network, and you can find us on the web at talkoffamenetwork.com or on Twitter at Talk of Fame Net. And Fred, speaking of the Hall of Fame, if you could show voters a signature play that you believe represents the best of Fred Taylor, or maybe rewind the film to one particular game during your career that you're proudest of, what would it be?
Oh, man. You put me on the spot. Let me, you know, the 190-yarder against the Dolphins in the playoffs still holds as an NFL record, as long as in NFL history. That was a good run, and I think I was about 85% that day. That was a good run, only because it was a Dolphin. I have a lot of family members that are Dolphins, so I tend to pull that out and rub it in their faces. But my performance against the Steelers in Three Rivers Stadium, just before they imploded it, so that was the most ever against the Steelers defense in their 65-year history at that particular time. And I think that was around 2000. So it's 234 yards. Somewhere just early in the fourth quarter, and it's a record that'll never be broken. Four touchdowns, 234 yards against the Steelers defense. Always a great defense up there. It's just an awesome night for us. A lot of cutbacks, a lot of long runs, and I still have a piece of that turf in my attic right now, so that'll be with me forever. And again, Franco Harris played there his entire career, what, 13 years, I think? And, you know, he played there his entire career. And he didn't have that much yards in his own house. So that's something that holds near and dear to me. So I would point that one out as a good game to say, you know what, he did that against the Steel Curtain. And he's not only that game, but my entire career, I put up great numbers against the, you know, the vaunted Steelers defense.
Okay.
Fred, the writers and broadcasters vote on the Hall of Fame, but the players vote on the Pro Bowl. How much do you think it's hurt your candidacy that you were voted to only one Pro Bowl in your 13-year career?
You know, we have to look at, I mean, it probably does hurt some, but again, you guys control the vote. I mean, again, you're going to be able to look at the entire spectrum of things. You know, the entire, you know, shebang, and be able to pull this out, pull that out. When we look at the Pro Bowl, right now, if you're going to use that as criteria then, and then look at what's going on with the Pro Bowl now, they even want to just get rid of the thing. You know, so what's going to be the criteria at that particular point? Would it work in my favor if they do, in fact, get rid of the Pro Bowl? Because it's the game itself is a joke. If they would have just taken the top three guys statistically at each position, hey, these guys earned it, you know, then I would have gotten more Pro Bowls because as a rookie, which I still think they took the Rookie of the Year away from me when you compare the stats between my good friend Randy Moss and myself. And even in that season, I outrushed and had better numbers than Eddie George, who got the nod because he's a veteran guy. And usually, unless you're just a rookie that's just going to come out and put up 1,700, 1,500, and the other guys are 400 yards behind you, typically you would get the nod. But if there's a close contest against a more popular guy who won a former Heisman Trophy winner, he's going to get the majority of the vote because that's who the players, you know, the players, the fans, maybe even the coaches are going to consider take him into consideration. So I don't really think the Pro Bowl should be a criteria that should count against me. 2,500 touches, I got 4.6 per carry, a lot more than a lot of guys, 14,000 total scrimmage yards, a retired top 15, 7 1,000-yard seasons, 6 1,200-plus. I mean, I have some decent numbers. Same in the playoffs. Not a lot of playoff games, but some decent numbers and some numbers that will, you know, eventually speak for themselves against the defenses that I had to see before the realignment, the Ravens twice a year, Steelers twice a year. Even in that time, the Titans were, you know, top five defense in the NFL at those times. So if you go back and pull out the real stats against who I did it against, how many times, you know, all this other stuff, and compared it to other running backs that had a little bit more success than I had during that time and were voted Pro Bowl, look at who they played against, how often, and those defenses ranks. And then maybe, you know, maybe that'll open a certain, shine a certain light on whether I'm worthy or not to deserve, you know, the vote. So, again, I would love to join the elite, but it's not in my hands. I did the work. So I'll just, you know, leave it up to those that have the vote, and we'll see how it goes from there.
Well, you not only have the numbers, without question, to make a strong case for yourself in the Hall of Fame, but you also played for two of the warmest, fuzziest guys in history, Tom Coughlin and Bill Belichick, which should get you something. Yeah. You know, at least get you a bronze medal. You know, what was the difference?
Right, that's true. Yeah. I played against Bill Cowher, Mike Tomlin, Tony Dungy, Tampa Ann, and these. I mean, some Hall of Fame coaches there, I think, and. You know, I don't know, though. They know what I meant to the impact that I brought, you know, when I played. Not just the stats, but the impact, the total impact to an expansion team. And the longevity, they call me Fragile Fred when I Google my stats. It's next to my name as a nickname. I mean, who wants that nickname? But again, 13 years. Right. And they tried to write me off. Going back to what Jim Brown would say when he said I was his favorite, Marcus Allen. You know, just talking to Marcus, even Thurman Thomas. It's just a lot of, you know, just a lot of backs that are in the hall that think I'm, you know, worthy of joining them and donning the yellow jacket and a lot of other stuff. But, you know, even my offensive linemen, we only had two Pro Bowlers in my entire, in Jaguars history, Tony Boselli being one, Leon Searcy the other one.
Fred Taylor, thanks for the time and thanks for the education.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate the opportunity.
Good luck. You got it.
Thanks, Fred.
That was former running back Fred Taylor. Up next, it's the 2-Minute Drill. This is the Talk of Fame Network.